We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And joining us in studio here for the rest of the program is Jim Jeanette, president over at Manhattan Area Technical College.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you again.
How you doing?
I'm well. I think Dave's going to join us here, at least for a little bit.
Yeah.
He's got some questions he always likes to ask.
Well, you know, we like to talk a little bit about, you know, rock music because that's a passion of yours.
Yes.
Great, you know, classic rock music. And the most recent inductee or nominee list from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was released, what, last week? Earlier this week?
Yeah, earlier this week.
Didn't know if you had any thoughts on that or if there's any acts that you think should be in the Rock Hall of Fame that are not.
I've been so busy, I don't know who was nominated.
Okay, all right.
I'm sorry.
Well, I tell you what, you get on with the business at hand because that's what's really important. But we may come back to this in the latter end of the show. Can you save us 3 minutes toward the end, Brandon?
Sure. We can do that.
All right, because you know what you're doing at MATC obviously has a whole lot greater impact on our community than my thoughts on Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. Okay.
Okay.
Proceed.
Well, yes, absolutely. Well, we're here to talk about MATC and what is going on here. And I know we were talking here yesterday. You've got some legislative things that you're going to be discussing.
Yeah. So I represent the 7 tech colleges with the legislature. I'm head of the president's council of the tech colleges. And next week I have to give testimony to both the House and Senate committees on budget proposals. And so I've been updating with data, the latest data from the state regents office, federal data, et cetera. There's some interesting things about the tech colleges. There's only 7 in the state. They were all used to be vocational technical schools under school districts, and about 15 years or so ago, they were separated out to become tech colleges. So we're an accredited college, just like KU, K-State, Highland, whatever. But none of us were given taxing authority. Mm-hmm. So unlike community colleges, unlike school districts. So I don't, contrary to what some people think, I get no property tax money, I get no sales tax money, I get nothing from Manhattan or Riley County. In the state legislature appropriates, of course, there's tuition and fees revenue, and then, like I said, community colleges have taxing authority. Here's the crazy thing. When you look at the cost to educate a student at one of the public colleges in the state universities, if you take their student enrollment and their basic revenue, I'm not talking everything because grants are all over the board, but basic revenue, it costs about $16,000 per student. Washburn's a little higher than that. The community colleges comes out to not quite $13,000 per student. For the 7 tech colleges, we're educating over 7,000 students in the state for less than $7,000 per student. The wacky thing is when you start looking at how we compare to those sectors with performance. So, student loan default rate, which is always a big deal. Universities do a great job. Their default rate's just over 5%. Community colleges, 10.2%. Tech colleges, 8.2%. Graduation rate. Which of the sectors has the best graduation rate? Universities, community colleges, or tech colleges?
I would guess tech colleges. Probably.
Good guess, Brandon. 61% compared to 55% for universities and 33% for community colleges. Average earnings for the first year out for a graduate. Universities lead the way at $47,000 per graduate. Community colleges, just over 36,000. Tech colleges, 42,000. Okay. Number of our graduates by sector who stay in the state as employees after 5 years. Universities, 49%, which is higher than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Community colleges, 54%. Tech colleges, 61%. If you back that down to within 2 years, the tech college numbers jump to almost 80% stay.
Wow.
Okay. 5-year enrollment trend. Who's growing? Which sector? Universities have lost the equivalent of about 9% of full-time enrollment. Community colleges have lost about 18%. Tech colleges have grown almost 9%, which is what we need because we need that in the workforce. And so one of the things we get across to the legislature is look at how good, I mean, I'm really advocating for the tech colleges, but look at what we do. And we're churning out people to stay in these areas, in our communities as employees, their taxpayers, their consumers. I mean, some of our students drive a whole lot better vehicle than I have
right.
because they're making fantastic amounts of money, but they're fulfilling a critical role in the community. So the good news is the governor's budget proposal for higher ed includes increases for the community and tech colleges that we need. Is it enough? Well, define enough. And as I've talked with city commissioners, city leaders, county commissioners, other people in the community, you know, we don't want taxing authority. One of our advantages is not having it, because then we can respond so much quicker. We can change course overnight if we need to and put in a program. But we need investment resources, because then that return on investment's huge. I know I've mentioned this before, so forgive me, but the seven tech colleges combined, we get less than $50 million in revenue per year. But our combined annual economic impact for the state of Kansas is almost $400
million. Wow.
Yeah.
And how's that figured?
Well, so our own employees, what we're paying them, and what in turn then they're spending in the area, and our students, but then our graduates that stay in the area, and then what we spend out of our budget to buy supplies, equipment, et cetera, all that combined. So that's a 1,600% return on investment when you look at what the state is providing to us in appropriations. If you take out tuition and fees, that's the only thing we can control. So we're very grateful for the governor, and the legislature's been good the last couple of years, but we need a little bit more investment, because for many of the tech colleges, we're right on the edge of, we can't do anymore without help. And yet the most critical need in the state is workforce.
Right.
And we're the ones that can provide that.
Well, and it seems to me, with the way the universities seem to be losing, you know, they're not having as many people come into, we see it at K-State, KU, but yeah, you guys are growing. There's more of a niche. I'm curious, do you have a lot of younger kids coming out of high school coming into tech right. colleges right now?
A lot of the growth for the tech colleges has been high school students starting college early.
Okay.
So, for instance, 7 years ago when I got here, we had 12 Manhattan High School students taking early college classes with us. Now we have over 400 a semester, and they want that to grow. You've heard discussion about a career academy. That's the concept. We call it a college and career center. But we have to grow the capacity to handle more of their students. They don't have room. We don't have room. For the last 4 years, I've asked our admissions folks to keep track of number of applications we get per program, per tech program, versus our capacity to handle it. And even through the pandemic, the interest is like at 140% over what our capacity is. Hmm. So, again, our big need, we have a couple of big needs. One is we need help with facilities, and again, it's not a Taj Mahal, and nothing against those. I need a prefab steel building, because we're going to put in programs to teach people to be electricians, plumbers, carpenters, et cetera. I don't need fancy. I need functional. And that's true with almost all the tech colleges. It's where do we get the space to do these things? But so much of our enrollment growth are the high school students who are figuring out, I can get this, I can get the job, start making good money. And then many of them work with their employer, and they will go on to school. They'll go on to K-State or another university after they've had some work experience, and they've kind of figured out, now I want to learn how to maybe run the business or move up to be a supervisor.
With facilities, I've seen your campus here in Manhattan, and there's not a lot of room there. So if you needed facilities, it would most likely have to be off campus, right?
You know, that's what we all used to think. And we work with a local architecture firm, BBN. And they've done some amazing things, because, again, we were looking, could we use what's currently the ninth grade center, East Campus of the school district, which is a lovely building with a lot of sentimental value, but it would be very hard for us to put tech programs in there with big equipment, a lot of renovation, et cetera. BBN actually looked at our space on our campus, and they figured out how we could add the facility footprint we need on our space. Some advantages to that is it's already zoned for us. It's, you know, we don't have to go through hoops and hurdles. It's not on tax rolls, so you're not hurting any of the city or county tax issues. So, you know, we're starting to lay that plan out with different people to start. We always are looking, is there a red flag we're not seeing that we shouldn't go any further? But more of what I'm hearing is this makes sense. On the east side of our campus, we have several buildings that are modular trailers, if you will. And we could put prefab steel buildings in their place, which could allow us to do many more things and also allow us more enrollment capacity. We have what I call the hill on the corner of Reith and Dickens of our property that we could build into. And so, you know, we got Seco Park for some overflow parking, but we actually have, with BBN's help, figured out we can make the space on our own campus. And as, again, as I've shared that around the community over the last few weeks, people are going, this makes sense. So maybe we can do it.
That'd be exciting. I mean, I see the value in a tech college. I really do. And I went to community college, and that, it's not the same, but, you know, a lot of similarities right. there. But so how do you get to that investment here? Because you said you have no taxing authority.
Right.
So how would like Riley County or Manhattan right. play into that?
I'm one of the few college presidents in the state. I started my career almost 40 years ago at Emporia State, actually, working in administration. And before I came here, I was at Neosho County in Chanute as their academic VP. So I've been at all levels of state higher ed. And again, we'd get no taxes from local entities, but we've spent our time talking to chamber leaders, city, county leaders. I know there's interest from the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation investors. They've invested with us to help what we're doing in Wamego come true. And we've got two of our buildings renovated over there. We're working on renovating the third. So it takes multiple partnerships. It takes individual donations, business donations, community foundation. Here in the city in the past, we've had help from the city with economic development loans, forgivable loans, that have helped us with getting some of those modular units on campus. In Wamego, the city waived some fees to help us over there. So it's multiple sources of partnerships to do that. But to make this next leap, for us to get to the capacity we know that's here, it's going to take more investment of those partners. Here's something for people to think about. If we don't do this, what's the result? We turn out CNAs, EMTs, LPNs, RN nurses. But I can't put out any more than what I currently am. We turn out auto mechanics. Now, working with Manhattan High, we actually are doing our auto tech program there as well as on our campus. At the high school, we have 5 sections a day of auto tech and almost 100 students.
Hmm. Wow.
And I actually had a legislator ask me a couple weeks ago, aren't you going to have too many? I said, no, we're not going to have too many. HVAC, carpentry. By the way, MATC got named the number one carpentry program in the state by tradeschools.com recently. Take
wow.
that, Johnson County. and it's that capacity, because for us to add hundreds of more high school students from this region, of what we're doing in Wamego, especially with Wamego, Rock Creek, St. Mary's, Waubunsee School District areas, we have a chance to come close to doubling the enrollment, which, again, most of our students stay as employees, taxpayers, consumers. So we've got some cool things that we can control if we get some investment.
All right. Sounds good. Well, let's talk a little bit more here. Well, after the break, we'll step aside and more with Jim Jeanette at MATC in just a moment here on News Radio KMAN.